Hey everybody around the world, this is Sunshiny Day and my friend Katie. So today we're going to be talking about vibrations and how we affect people. So everybody thinks that what you do does not affect other people, when in fact it does. It's on all sorts of different levels. So everything we do does vibrate out into the universe and affects other things. What are your thoughts on this, Katie?
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the thing, sort of like what we were just saying, so, the sort of things that, for me personally, I tend not to notice, I think cause vibrations that I'm not always aware of until later. So, for example, like, we just saw that woman in the store, and she obviously, like, was not having it with me.
Right.
And I know that there was a time, probably, that I was, like, terrible to her because I was having a terrible day, and that obviously affected our consistent vibration, which every time I go in the store, for reasons I'm not even sure of anymore.
Correct.
We do not care for one another, or I don't care at all, but like, right. she doesn't like me.
Right.
And so just thinking that like that was a product of me having a bad day that had nothing to do with her, and the way that I interacted with her, and that my own shitty, I guess, mood really rubbed off on her to the point that, like, over a year later.
Right. And so much for that, like, she didn't even talk to me, and
yeah.
She usually interacts with me, and
yeah.
I was like, did I do something?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So also, and I guess, like, that's how big your energy can be. And I think the thing is, something that, you know, we've been kind of talking about is that the bigger your energy is, the kind of more profound that vibration can be. Inexplicably.
And the bigger the wave, the bigger the...
Yeah.
Bigger the reaction.
And for, you know, for positive or negative, but I guess being more mindful of that is, like, something that I think is an important goal, I know, for me in my life. And an interesting tool. I mean, because really, like, if you were, like...
Yes.
I mean, you can use it for just extreme, you know, good, or I think as we're also seeing currently, so you can also do really, really shitty things with the way that you affect people.
Correct. And, you know, that's where it all starts, is you have to be aware that you're actually vibrating and actually affecting people, whether it's positively, negatively, or just is, and you're just vibrating, and your matter exists because it connects to the matter next to it, and it's just its continual vibration, energy keeps going. So yes, it's very important that we're all aware of that.
Yeah.
And if we want to make a change, we have to start being aware and then actually make a change instead of just talking about it.
So I got one then, if that's true. All right. So that lady, what's her name again?
Nina.
Nina. So Nina's pissed for reasons she doesn't understand, for reasons I don't understand. All we know is that there was an interaction at some point that probably I was felt shitty and acted shitty. And so now we act shitty towards each other.
Correct.
So I think this is something that gets hard and confusing, is like, I believe that can be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I guess, like, how to go about fixing that.
It's a willingness on both parties. Like, it's you can't make someone like you.
Right.
So, you know, she's going to be willing to even... acknowledge you,
right.
That your presence. She acknowledged your presence because she clearly went the other way.
Right.
she went out the door. Literally out the door. I was like, whoa, what's wrong with her?
Yeah. And I guess, and the thing is, and this is sort of what I was talking about as we were walking home, is that, see, I didn't notice that until you pointed it out. Huh. And that also because, I think, again, about having large energy is that you have to be more mindful of how you use it. And so, if you hadn't pointed that out, I would not have noticed that at all. But thinking back on every time I've been in the store, I realize now, oh, shit.
Yes.
She's probably left the store every time that I've gone in there for a year, and I just haven't noticed.
Right.
You know, and that's crappy because it's obviously continuing to have some effect. And
correct.
It's an effect that I'm not even aware of anymore.
Correct. And what I'm curious about is, because of what just happened, is how is that going to affect her interactions with all her interactions,
right.
Tonight?
Right.
Because that's clearly going to affect her on some level.
Right. Huh. I wonder how I can fix it with Nina.
I don't know. Maybe you could write a letter, like you were going to write something else. A letter to.
Maybe I should stop being shitty to people. Well, I guess I was thinking, and I'm trying to think in the past, I know that there have been times that other people have wanted really badly to not like me, and I've decided that that's just not how it's going to be.
Right.
And so I guess with her, all even what I could have done differently is turned, I went and had the pleasant interaction with Alex, the owner, because I know him and I know he likes me.
Correct.
And what would have been the more difficult thing, but probably the more useful thing, would have been to turn and have that pleasant interaction with her. Because being that I'm obviously oblivious to what the fuck's going on, it wouldn't have done any extra harm, and if anything, could have, like, maybe put some kind of band-aid or something on that.
Right. I mean, it's just, it's all a matter of taking time and one step at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but see, now you're aware of it. So yeah. Now you're going to be aware of it every time you go in there.
Yeah.
So.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it. Sorry, Nina.
You're listening, Nina. We're sorry. yeah, and, but you know, like, a lot of people think that being positive is a bad thing, and I do not think it's a bad thing, but I also never said it was an easy thing. I think it's equally hard to be positive as it is to be negative, because it tears you apart in ways of being negative that positivity builds you up. It's just like working out and building your muscles. It's not easy, but you get it done, and it's the after effects that you feel that are
right.
that are amazing or terrible, depending on which way you're going. So, it's just one step at a time. You've got to take the now moments as they come, because that's what's important. Our now moments are what build us up. Our now moments make our past, and they are our future. But the now moments are all we got, and it's what we have to live in for the now. But.
There's so many people I have to fix my moments with. But you are right, and I think that is a thing, too, that happens a lot, about that kind of realizing how your energy interacts with people. It's been really weird, so, like, not having a cell phone in front of me all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You
feel more human and feel more out of place because you're like, oh, I'm not on my phone, well, and everybody else is.
I noticed more of the time that it was like, I think moments that I would be checking something, or I wouldn't really be fully present with a moment, not in my mind it was like, oh, because I'm busy, like, checking, you know, what this message says or whatever, but really that I haven't been paying a lot of attention to, like, what is going on with the people right in front of me. I mean, like, simple and on, like, very simple
Correct.
Interactions.
Correct.
So,
even like the lady, the cashier.
I mean, more like especially, like, that's right. probably like my biggest is that I'm just like, you know, just not. I'm so macro thinking about like right. what the goal is.
Right.
It's like to get the fuck out of the store. So instead of thinking about like,
but it's also,
along the way, I'm gonna run into like six people.
Correct, but it's not just you. It's everybody's like that, and it's we've become conditioned of that because of technology.
Yeah.
Instead of it enhancing us to our better forms, we let it downgrade us to our worser forms of interactions with each other. As much as it's brought us together, we are more disconnected than we ever have been.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do here, is actually start building the connections again. Because the connections aren't lost, they're just not being used.
Right, or weakened, I think, is
Correct.
Another huge one.
Correct.
Because I guess if they didn't exist at all, it wouldn't matter.
Correct.
So I think it's like, what happened is that connection that, like, could have been positive or could have just been nothing. Could have been, like, whatever.
Just is.
Is now, in fact, a negative connection that I have with her. Whereas, and again, it's very similarly, the connection that I have with Alex for a different series of reasons that I think he probably caught me on a series of really good days.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So the interactions that we have with people, but based on that one positive interaction that we had that continued to the next positive interaction,
exactly.
it strengthened that.
Exactly. And, you know, it's very difficult to go in there and be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be positive to her when she's giving me all this shade. But that's where the change is created. Is
right.
You have to actually not feed the hate. Instead, start feeding the love. And, I mean, that's where change really starts. it's not easy. It's one little thing at a time. And you can start that process with yourself. You can test to this. That's one reason I have so many mirrors in my house.
Yeah.
Because I make myself face myself.
Yeah.
Because if you can't face yourself, well, you know, I'm just quoting RuPaul at this point. If you can't love yourself, then how the hell are you going to love anybody else?
So, yeah.
It's true, though.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But facing yourself in that kind of aspect of literally facing yourself makes you face yourself on many different levels instead of just physically right in front of you.
Right.
Because then you really start to know things about yourself that you necessarily wouldn't if you didn't have a house full of mirrors.
Right. Yeah, that's funny. We have mirrors all over our house too. It is true though, and I think that there is something about taking, which I will think about now, but yeah, I wouldn't have noticed that interaction at all. Yeah. And I think that it is true that we tend to be pretty oblivious. I know myself, hands down, like probably one of the most oblivious people I know, but also I tend to be one of the most I affect people. I know that for a fact. And that's why a lot of people
react the way they
shitty
do.
Looks. Nice. Because I've had those shitty things. So I think, you know, being present in those moments and trying to remember, like, why are you mad at me?
Correct.
And
I'm in the same boat, but different spectrum. I know how I affect people. Yeah. And so because I do, people react a certain way around me.
Yeah.
I bring a certain light to the room.
Yeah.
To be cliche and all not cliche.
Yeah. It's funny, I used to like to say, so like if I'm having a bad day, like psychics will cross the street. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there have been times in my life too, especially people who are like energy healers or really open people, that when I've been in a bad place that they're just kind of like tactfully, but like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. I'll try you again on another day. And I think that that's a really interesting thing too. And also talking about, I guess, how you have those, like, you keep your own positivity. You also have your boundaries of not letting other people's negativity affect you.
Correct. And it's all about reacting to the acting.
Yeah.
Like, if you just keep constantly reacting to the acting with the same reaction, nothing will ever change.
Right.
It's a definition of insanity. It's
right.
Doing the same thing over and expecting different results.
Right. So I guess, for example, if I went in and I was nice to Nina a whole bunch of times, but she decides to continue to keep being pissed at me.
That's her choice, but one day she might crack and then
right.
She'll be like, oh, hi.
Maybe. I hope so.
But, you know, it's a constant effort. It's not just going to magically happen. I mean,
right.
One day it might just magically happen, but,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's how magic works.
That is how magic works. Yeah.
I'm curious.
There
we go. Well, folks, this is our first recording and our first setup. So any last thoughts before we depart?
Yeah, I guess be mindful of the people that you're affecting and how you're affecting them.
I couldn't say any better. Everybody around the world, this is Sunshiny Day. I'm also known as Everybody Around the World. So we'll catch you on the flip side. Always remember that every time the darkness comes, the light comes after, and so on and so forth. So we will see you in the future. Remember, your now moments are always worth it. Whatever you're doing right now is going to affect your future and is definitely caused by your past. So we will see you on the flip side.
Hey.